the folks at my office who had great losses during the earthquake, lost their family members and lost their homes and continued working. And the folks over here at headquarters who were right behind me, I think this is a team effort.
Describe the problem that you faced, because everybody knows about the earthquake, but you focus on the immigration issue. Tell us the challenge that was in front of you.
First of all, we had a number of injured people who were trying to get out, and we had hundreds and hundreds of injured children who we were trying to make sure that not only did make sure that they got proper treatment before leaving to go for specialized treatment in the United States. We also had quite a number of children, over 1,000 children, who had already been paired with parents in the United States in the adoption process, and we were trying to get those out as well. We did, in fact, manage to get more than 1,100 children, orphans out, and we are still getting injured children out at this time.
And I have to imagine in the notes that they gave me, literally thousands of children who you had to deal with in some form or fashion.
Yes. We did that basically by making sure that they got priority at the embassy. Every day we had thousands of people coming in for different services, but we made sure we brought the children up ahead. We got our agents to go down the line, pick injured children out and pick orphaned children out and bring them up to the front of the line. And we created an area within the waiting room at the embassy where we fed them and gave them all the necessary pre-treatment before we let them get on the planes to the United States.
And you're, of course, doing this all in less than perfect conditions. I imagine, was there damage at the embassy as well?
Yes, there was some damage, but not very much. We were actually sleeping, for safety reasons, sleeping in our offices in the embassy. Mm. So we were working a 24-hour, round-the-clock situation that caused quite a lot of us to think that this was going to be, with the thousands of people that we had to deal with, that this was going to be our 24-hour operation month by month.
Forever. It had to at some point feel, oh my goodness, is there any end in sight?
Yes. Actually, it's getting a little better now. Huh. We're doing most of our stuff by appointments, and we are only taking in injured children who need amputations, etc., and we're taking those on a non-appointment basis.
And of course, we read about all the difficulties that the Haiti government had, because a lot of the paperwork that they had, a lot of the records that they had, were just gone. Did you have those kinds of issues?
Yes, we did. Because although we can process cases and we can admit and administer people, but we can't actually decide what conditions they leave the country under. So we needed the Haitian government to be part of the process. And in most of the cases, we got them involved in the process. But in the end, it was a team effort, and we had to get it done.
So often we like to tap into lessons learned, and you know, they always say that these kinds of situations, you learn how to be agile and actually get stuff done in a way that day-to-day you might not. As you begin to look back on that incident, are there lessons that you pull out of this?
Yes, there are many lessons, and one of the most important lessons is that there is no situation that anyone can completely, or any agency can completely, prepare themselves for. We have to basically go with the flow and deal with whatever comes and whatever is ahead of us. Another of the lessons is that Haiti has made me realize that one has to be humble, and one has to be to basically make sure that you can appreciate what you have. Because in Haiti, I saw really people who had nothing and still end up losing everything. So
yeah.
I've learned to appreciate that.
It had to be hard to motivate even your own people there at the State Department to say, oh my goodness, we're facing another 24 hours of what must have been grim work. How do you work with your own people to make sure that they stay motivated and plugged in and I imagine get some time off so they can deal with what they're dealing with.
We worked very well together, actually. It was a team effort. Because of the number of hurricanes that Haiti had in the past, there was an emergency action committee at the embassy, and we worked very, very well together, all agencies putting forward the best that they had.
One of the things that always seemed to me that as I've watched that situation is the impact that effective government can actually have on a country, just in terms of building codes and things like that. For those of us who haven't been there, be our eyes on the scene. Are things improving? What are you seeing down there these days?
Things are improving. Things are actually getting back to normal. People are getting back into the economy again. People are selling stuff. People are on the sides of the road as usual. But we think that there will be a second wave of problems because the rainy season is going to start soon. And many people are still living in tent cities.
As there are still a lot of people here who would love to help in some form or fashion, are there things that you've seen that are just crying out for help?
Yes, the medical situation is still bad, and we still have to send quite a few people back. We have had to find tents for people who even people who work at the embassy who've lost their homes. We've had to find tents for them. Yes, I think that the assistance that they need right now is mainly housing, medication, and food supplies.
Don't forget. Remember Haiti. As you mentioned that folks back here and stateside and the assistance you got down there, do you pull any lessons learned that when these kinds of situations happen, what can folks who are here and maybe in a more safe, more secure place, how do they help you and enable you to carry out your mission more effectively?
We got excellent, more than excellent service from our headquarters people here at USCIS. And I think most of the agencies that were in Haiti at the time were getting support from their headquarters. I think that what I have learned is that support from the people who are sitting in Washington and who are making the decisions is very helpful. We have to serve as the eyes and ears of our agency because we are on the ground, but the decisions are made from Washington. And for me, this was a very, very, very interesting experience because without my headquarters support, I don't think we could have done anything.
And I know sometimes when you're out in the field, you sometimes go, they're messing around in the work that I'm trying to do. But in situations like this, you need that kind of assistance.
Yes.
Anything else I didn't ask you about that I should have? Anything you'd like to say to folks out there?
Well, I think the reason why we were able to get over 1,000 orphans out of Haiti after the earthquake was because we had a wonderful team. We had a wonderful team effort. And although a lot of our staff got members of their family, lost members of their family, lost their homes, they came to work and they assisted us in getting those orphans out. So I must say this was a wonderful experience for me to see that even when people are victims of a natural disaster, that they themselves can participate in helping other people who need assistance.